When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
And Sal back on the fence. So those Metsies keep on cooking. Nice, tidy 7-0 win. Smack the Nats a little bit. And it's all good. There's all good things on the horizon. Senga's on the way back. Nimmo imploring ownership. Let's be buyers. You got to respect that. I'm not quite sure if he's got the cachet to do that, but I do respect that he's trying to do it. And in come the woeful, pathetic, just awful trash Rockies, who with a negative 167 own are proud owners of the worst run differential in baseball. All right. Now, I remember when we went through this, what was about a 14 or a 15 game spurt, probably about 16 or 17 days ago on the show, I said, man, if this goes the way I think it could, if everything aligns up well, you guys have a chance to be plus five going into the second half. And, you know, you weren't feeling it. Not that you didn't want to see it. You just didn't think it was attainable. Well, it is. If you sweep the Rockies, you're plus five.
Now, yeah, I mean, it's a big if.
Well, I know.
They've already screwed up because they should have taken at least three or four from either the Nats or the Pirates.
True. And you did talk about those four-game series. Kind of figured both splits. And you were right on that.
Now, they did sweep the Nats, so they made up one end of it.
That is true. Now, even as bad as the Rockies are, sweeping a major league team is not as easy as we make it out to be. So, in all probability, they'll win two out of three, keep it moving, be up three rather than five. But I find this interesting. So we're getting ready to start our pre-show meeting this morning in our office, and Hoff is there, and Big Zoo, and obviously me and Sal shooting hoops, kicking it before the show. We got a hoop in there. And I said that about, hey, you guys can get to plus five. And now I know that Hoff was kidding.
Right.
But the first thing out of his mouth was, we'll probably get swept. And you didn't share that negativity, but you didn't exactly shoot him down. Where is the Met fan right now?
I think as high as you could possibly be. You have to acknowledge, not that anybody's taking bows for being in a playoff spot on July 11th or 12th, whatever it is today, but the fact that they were buried, dead and buried, season over. We're not going to have a season. It's going to be trading at the deadline. Who are they going to sell off? What's going to happen in the offseason? Oh, my God. Are they going to be able to lure a free agent here because nobody wants to play with the Mets? And instead, they're in the wild card spot. They're going the right way. They're playing good brand of baseball. I told you, it's the same game almost every time. They score the runs early on one way or another, and then it's hold on for dear life with the bullpen. That's what they do.
Not yesterday.
Well, they didn't have
that
to hold
nice.
On.
They
taking care of the
Nats. First shutout of the year.
So for me, like if you ask me as a Met fan where I'm at, this is what I want now.
Okay.
And I said this weeks ago, but now it's even more legitimate. There's a carrot there that you could chase. It's not just getting in the playoffs or being a playoff team and accepting being a third wild card or just happy to be in. Go get the Braves. The Braves are there for the taking. They're right there in front of the Mets. It's a four-game deficit. You know, I'm not excited about the Rockies series or the Marlins series coming out of the break. I can't wait till they play the Phillies, till they play the Braves again. I want to see where they really stack up against those teams. And there should be no excuse. Forget the Phillies. I know they're the best team in baseball.
Yep.
But I want to see how the Mets stack up against the best, and I want to see them BT. The goal should be chase down the Atlanta Braves for that top spot.
I respect that, but that's the wrong approach today because you prove how good you are two ways. How you play against the good teams and how you dismiss the bad ones. And that's been a problem for the Mets over the years. Like the Jets, like just when you think they're getting to a point, they have a loss they shouldn't have, they have an injury that devastates us. And the Mets have a similar blueprint, or have had one for years, you know? Well, not always, because sometimes they're just never in it. Sometimes they're good. But too often, they disappoint. You know, up seven with 17 to go.
And
I'm not trying to rewrite history here, but, you know, just smack this team. Forget about the Phillies and the Braves.
No.
Worry about the Rockies.
Understood, but I'm talking about as far as excitement level. Like, you're right, they got to take care of business against the bad teams, and they've been able to do that. But for me, you know, they got, coming out of the break, they're playing four against the Marlins in Miami. Then Subway Series Part 2, which is going to be it's going to be huge because the Mets are going to be looking for the sweep. Yankees are going to be looking to avoid embarrassment and get their season back on track. That is going to be a huge Subway Series.
That really is.
Yeah. That's so I cannot wait for that. We'll obviously be back to work for that. It'll be first week back. Then the Mets have four games at home against Atlanta. Gives me goosebumps thinking about it.
Okay.
Those are just more.
What date is that?
That July is what? July 25, 26, 27, 28.
Right, Matt. Oof. I mean, that and that's right is, before the deadline. If they hand out this is the biggest assumption.
Now you're talking, right?
But, so, oof.
And then whatever, like the other games. Yeah, all the games are important when you try to make the playoffs, but that's what's sexy to me, those matchups. Like, the Mets have now played themselves into legitimacy to where it can't be, oh, let's just hope for the bad teams to get back. Now I want to see how they really stack up, certainly against the Braves. Like, the Yankees, I know they're going through a struggle, but the Yankees are, you know, still whatever. It's the Yankees. It's always going to be a thing.
Yeah.
But those Braves, BT, if the Mets could chase them down and get that top wild card, that, to me, is a great season.
It's amazing that this conversation's even being had.
I know.
I mean, really, and it's not unfounded. It's not without some sort of justification. They've earned it.
That's why I do think it is important, to your point, to take a step back and just acknowledge what they've achieved. It's nothing great. And I know Yankee fans are like, oh, yeah, big deal. You're in the third wild card spot
in
July.
Who cares what they say?
But I'm saying, like, they're right to a certain extent. But for where this team was at, dead and buried. A month ago, dead and buried. They had one of the worst records in baseball. End of May. And here we are, mid-July, and the Mets are holding a wild card. Remember all those teams?
There was nine of them.
They leapfrogged all those teams.
Yeah.
And now they're just four games back at the top wild card spot. So it is a great accomplishment.
It's amazing. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal here on The Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal the Cotta Show. Obviously, if you guys are just tuning in, you got a little Met fix right there. We'll get these Met calls in. But also the Yankees, who continue to, I mean, disappoint's an understatement. They just look absolutely broken, really in every facet. You need length from the starting pitcher? Don't get it. Last night with Cortez. In previous nights, you have a lead late, you flush it down the chute like Clay Holmes against Boston. You know, you got to score some runs, and bats are impotent. You scratch out four or five hits in one run, you do nothing. You know, starting pitch, it's just when something's good, the other stuff is off, whether it's base running, whether it's letting the other teams run wild on the bases. Last night, I thought Boone had a very bad night in the dugout. Why in the world you're pinch hitting Trevino at that point? Now, I know he got hosed, and Sal doesn't want to hear, but it does matter. They were bad calls. The first one was very up, and the last one where they rung him up on was very low. But that's not the point. Trevino is a stiff as a hitter. And then Grisham's up there with guys on base, high leverage, down two. You're trying to win a series. You have nobody on the bench to go to. And the Yankees must make massive moves. If they don't, they're done. They are done. Patrick's in Brooklyn. Pat, what's going on?
Hey, BT and Sal. I got two scenarios for you. One, getting rid of some dead wood and salary, and the other, getting an impact bat.
Okay.
The Yankees. All right. Yep. So we're going to send Torres, Grisham, LeMahieu, and two prospects.
Yeah. To the Long Island
Peraza.
Ducks.
Yeah, exactly. Peraza and Yoga, the
I got you. Yep.
We're going to send him to the Dodgers, and we're going to take one player back, young guy who's hitting like about 210 right now, Gavin Lux. He's got years of control left. A ton of upside.
Why would the Dodgers do that, Patrick? Again, remind us why the Dodgers would do that.
Patty.
Well, look at their third base, second base options, and look at their depth on the bench and first base. Yeah. Take a look.
Yeah. And look at what you're giving them. Worthless garbage.
Okay. Hey, Sal, let me answer you. You believe in change of scenery ever in baseball, in sports in general?
Absolutely.
Gavin Lux, young kid, needs a change of scenery.
Why would they do that, though, for the stuff that you're willing to send them? That's my issue. It's not about change of scenery.
Because you get a top 10 prospect for your middle infield.
Who's the top 10 prospect you're getting?
Yoga, who already has experience in the bullpen this year, but he's projected to be a starter. And you have a fourth outfielder who has two gold gloves in Grissom.
Ends at 170.
Not making money for Grissom
stinks! Yeah, Pat, it's not going to work.
Pat, come
Patty,
on.
Come on.
Pat,
I appreciate the creativity, but no way.
It's a typical, let's get rid of our garbage and get some. I'm not saying Gavin Lux is a stud. I'm not saying he couldn't use a change of scenery.
He's interesting.
Yeah, okay.
He's very interesting, but they're not giving him up for that.
Especially years of control. Come on. You think the Dodgers want DJ LeMahieu? Did he take Gleyber Torres in there, too?
He said Torres, Grisham, DJ, and a couple.
Yeah,
prospect.
All the stuff you don't want.
Exactly. I understand. We want to we want to win the trade here. But come on, guys, just an ounce of realism here, please. That's ridiculous. Let me get Alex out in East Quag with PT and Sal. What up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm a lifelong Yankee fan. That makes 68 years.
Wow.
You said earlier the Yanks are one franchise that never waves the white flag, and that's to their detriment. I don't want to see them trade Spencer Jones or Dominguez or whatever in some massive package, because I don't think this season is savable. It just doesn't have the chemistry. It just doesn't have the makeup. And I'm a rare baseball fan that thinks I don't mind seeing a team play, play middling baseball if they're trying, if they're playing their youngsters and they're an enjoyable, athletic, young team. I accept the fact I don't think they'll even get by Baltimore or the Astros if they make it.
Yeah, but you don't know that. Hold on a sec. Alex, hold on a sec. So, now, you're a big Knicks guy. We all know that, right? And for years, I was saying, hey, listen, because I think it's unfair to us as New York sports fans and tri-state area sports fans when people say for us, New York fans would never put up with a rebuild. No. We will, provided it's an intelligent rebuild. So I agree with you fundamentally. I agree. Fundamentally, like in principle, as a theory, but it doesn't apply to this team. Not with Judge at 31, not with Soto at 26, not with Cole in what remains of his prime. No way.
Yeah,
not
I
now.
See, I see what you're saying, but there's also a lot of dominoes that could fall from the dilemma that is this season. If the Yanks make massive trades and they still don't, advance through the playoffs or whatever, I don't think so. I don't think Soto resigns anyway. He wants to be on a winner.
You don't know what he wants. He wants money and he wants to win. He wants both.
Of course, but he'll get,
but there is a chance.
Get money from Uncle Steve.
Well, there is a chance. There is a chance he leaves, but forget about Soto for a second, because I tend to agree with him. I just look at this team as it's run its course, and it's not just this year. This is a culmination of the last several years. Similar to what we saw from the Yankees in, say, 2013. Okay, 2012. Yankees won the World Series in 2009. We know that. Made the playoffs the next few years. Lost in the ALCS. They got swept in that series in 2012. 13, no postseason. 14, no postseason. 15, lost in the wild card. I think that was the Dallas Keuchel game, if I'm not mistaken. 2015.
That sounds familiar.
AL wild card. Where they lost at home.
I believe it was.
And then what they do in 2016 again. This is now like a three, four-year period. 2016 was the year they decided to sell at the deadline.
Yep.
And
that's when they got Torres.
And they figured, you know what? Yeah, it was Chapman, mm-hmm. Miller, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. All right, traded the deadline. We need to rebuild. It's not working going for it. Let's rebuild. And 2017, which was supposed to be a year of just watching the young guys develop and a rebuild, turned out to be a great year, but the beginning of this current run that we're in. 17, ALCS, they get to Game 7, unfortunately, the cheating
Cheaters.
Astros beat them. Okay, right.
Yep.
18, fall short in the first round against the Red Sox. 19
that was
again.
When Gerrit Cole got smashed.
19 again, Game 6, ALCS, LeMahieu, big home run, Chapman gives it up to potentially cheating, whatever. Okay, 20, they fall short against Tampa Bay in the pandemic year, whatever. Mm-hmm. Glenn, you didn't win that year anyway because it wouldn't have.
No, whatever,
real.
Yeah.
2021, Red Sox again, was that?
Oh, you know, 2021 was the Cole year. I think I missed. What was the wild card? That was the wild card game with the Red Sox when Gerrit Cole got hit.
The first one in 18 was the series.
That's
that they
right,
lost.
2021,
the Red Sox,
correct.
Red Sox didn't lose
21
that year.
Was Cole.
By the way,
it
might have been the cheating Red Sox then, too, with Cora.
That's true.
Anyway, they lose in 2021 where they shouldn't have made. That was the year. For me, 2021 was the year because in season they struggled until they went and got Gallo, Rizzo. They were struggling that year. They tried
to
change
it. Odor playing. Remember, they had Rougned Odor. They brought him in. They were trying to find lefty sticks everywhere.
It was the first time in this run or in that era that they were struggling in the regular season.
Correct.
Because it was always dominate regular season, struggle in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, for me, the time where this has got to change. They instead go for it, barely make the playoffs, lose in the wild card round.
But in hindsight, you can understand why they would go for it at that point, because it was the first time that that really happened. So they're trying to say,
understood.
They reconciled within, is this an anomaly? So I understand the confusion internally.
And they ended up making the playoffs. Had they missed it, maybe it's a different fate. That would have been the year that I would have fired Cashman and Boone. I'm on record as saying that on the overnight, whatever. The Free Odyssey app probably doesn't have that at this particular point. But but either way, now you we'll fast forward that. Yeah, exactly. I know you find the bad takes. Yeah. But now 2022... they start out like world beaters.
Yep.
They weren't that good.
No.
They end up, the second half was awful.
Yep, 500 team.
Again, swept in the ALCS.
And almost lost to the Guardians. Okay. They were impotent. They were awful.
So now 2021, bad regular season, make some moves, barely get in the playoffs and out. 2022, overachieved first half, awful in the second half, out in the, get swept in the ALCS.
Meaning they were not that good.
Correct.
Team.
2023 last year, missed the postseason.
82 wins.
Here we are again this year. Yep. So this is a... This is not just me saying, oh, it's one bad year. This
I know
is
what
now,
you're saying.
I think it's just time for a change.
You lay it out really well. I think you lay it out pragmatically. Almost the difference now is that you have Soto.
Correct, and I get that.
You know, and that's a big difference, and you got to try to maximize that. But I do, I hear you. Let me get Damon and Sakal, because BT and Sal. Damon, what's going on? Damon, how you doing, buddy? All right, Damon.
Sorry.
Let's go, bud. No, come on. Damon, I'm going to give you 2 seconds to get your act together. Come on, bud. All right, come on, man. Let me get...
What's up with the delay today?
I don't know, but the phones are off today. I mean, Morris is in Brooklyn. Mo.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Mo.
The biggest fan of you guys probably there is in New York. I'm telling you.
All right. Well, maybe our moms and our wives are big fans, but yeah.
Well, your wife. Mine, not so much. You're the man, Mo. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Mo.
And I'll tell you, Sal, listen, I've been listening to you since I was younger. You know, in school, I went to a dorming school. I was listening to you. I wasn't a fan in the beginning, got to love you, and now I love you guys together.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, Sal's tough to love at first. Once you get to know Sal, you love him. I agree with that.
What's on your mind, Mo?
Great. So I was listening to the beginning. I didn't get a chance to call, but I agree with Sal all the way how the Yankees, they don't have a team that's a playoff team. When they play good teams, they're getting nowhere. So you're going to trade away Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez, all our young guys, for a team that's not going to be good. And then where are we going to end up? Where are we going to be next year?
Well, I think that that's extreme, though, Mo. And we do appreciate the kind words, and thank you for taking the time to call. We do appreciate you being a big fan. I do think that's extreme. I know you mentioned it, BT, not in passing, but saying that, hey, if you want to get better and you're going all in, then, hey, they might have to. If you're getting all the pieces that we're talking about here, especially with guys with years under control, whether it be Jazz or McMahon, like, you're going to have to give up something good. It may not be Dominguez and Spencer Jones, but maybe one or the other.
No question.
Okay, so that to me would be extreme. There's no way I would do that. I'm going the opposite way, but if you're going to go all in, then it'd be nice to see the Yankees actually go all in. Again, I think that would be foolish at this particular point, but if you're saying, hey, I believe in this team, Soto, Judge, Cole, they have some pieces, go all in, then you might have to be willing to part with that.
This is the first like foundation of a Yankees team that I believe deserves a revamp midseason to justify going for it. The previous iterations, I knew they didn't have it.
Right.
And listen, they might still not have it, but there's enough there, and it's his name is Soto, primarily. And on Volpe, you know, I know he's dipped a lot, but you know, he's shown some signs of being a different kind of player. I didn't say it last year. Didn't say it the year before. I'm saying it this year. I don't know that I believe that they will try. I believe that they're strongly motivated to give it a shot. They're swinging for the fences. Will they connect? It's been a while, so who knows?
And you would give up Spencer Jones, let's say. You're not giving up Dominguez.
I'd give up Spencer Jones. At this point, I would. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to make a trade, you have to have sensible talk here. Like the last trade, you know, for Gavin Lux and give up Torres and DJ. Like, you've got to. Both people have to be. It takes two to dance.
Now, obviously, it's got to be the right piece. If you're giving up Spencer Jones, it's for somebody that's under control for a couple of years at the very least.
And a top four hitter in my lineup. Right, either one or two, and then you slot back if you want to put Soto and Judge back. Like, not to bring in like a six or a seven type hitter. It's got to be a top of the order, absolute difference maker, and I would.
Like Pete Alonso.
Like, I don't want Pete. AAA, he can bat six for us. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Here's the play. The play. He is out. Oh, he is out. What a play by Derek Jeter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, let's get back to you here. Obviously, we're hitting Yanks and Mets with BT and Sal. Numbers 888-808-1019. Yankees. They're just hard to watch. They're hard to watch. And the crazy thing about this, though, I'm not expecting different results. Honestly, I said that to you the other day.
I don't get why you want to go all in if you know better.
Well, because if they don't go all in, I don't think the results will change. If they do go all in, I believe they have a chance to change. That's the difference. That's the only difference, really.
Can I tell you a little secret?
You can tell me whatever you want. I'm sure it's going to get a little rib here. Go ahead.
I'm not proud of this.
Oh.
But I did enjoy the final out last night.
You did. Did you, especially that it was extra painful that they reviewed it? Did he drop the ball? I knew he didn't. You could tell sweet. It was way after the celebration, but
it was sweet. Little tease, like I really
the flicker of hope.
I enjoyed watching Soto grind. I enjoyed
that.
Just the way he is, it's so entertaining watching him. Like, all right, here we go, big boy. Let's get into Zibane Fairbanks. That he's a weird looking dude with the eyes popping. He's got the glove up around his ear, holding that pitch comm thing to his ear. Just the whole thing was fun. Judge, unfortunately, that was not fun. I did not enjoy that because I like Aaron Judge a lot, and that's not what you want to see. You want to see some good drama. You didn't get that with Judge, but the final out. The way that it went down, the blooper.
Like I said, a little flicker of hope.
Exactly. Everybody hoping it was going to drop in. And then he caught it, but dropped it. And then you see Rodon on the bench. Go, oh, no, he dropped it.
Rodon finally trying to contribute to the season after taking a month off or so. Hey, Booney, review it. He dropped it. No kidding. Too bad it's 6 seconds after he caught it. It's a tough one. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, back to you. Dan on Long Island. Dan, what's going on?
Hello, boys. How we doing?
Danny boy.
Here's a nice, benign trade for you. Let me just preface it. I'm a Met fan. I would take Gleyber Torres head up for Jeff McNeil. I can't stand Jeff McNeil.
Yeah, I would do that. The only thing is I don't want Jeff for two more years.
I wouldn't want. I know what you're saying, Dan. I don't want Jeff McNeil either, but I don't want Gleyber Torres.
All right, but let me give you my reason why. The reason is I think the culture shock might wake up one of those two players, and I think that the player most likely to wake up would be Gleyber Torres because of the Met manager, who, by the way, would be your best replacement for Aaron Boone.
You know, it's actually, when you put it that way, Dan, it's actually not a bad idea. Now, from the Mets' perspective, I wouldn't want to do it, but the fact that you just brought up the best point there with Mendoza, maybe getting the most out of Gleyber, yes, I would consider it because I think Gleyber's ceiling is far higher than Jeff McNeil. Actually, from the Yankees' perspective, I would do it, BT, because McNeil will help them win more ballgames than
Gleyber. I would think so, too.
He could play the outfield. He could play third. He could play second. He's I'm tired of him.
Yeah.
And also with the Yankees, he could bat ninth. He's better than the slop that they've rolled out there. He's got going a little bit here.
Well, Mendoza was the one who would really get on Torres.
Remember that story a couple
of weeks ago during the Subway Series. It hasn't been really Boone.
Would you do that from a Yankee perspective?
I just don't want McNeil for two more years. If contractually they were on the same line, I'd say let's do it tonight. But he got two more years? He signed a 4-year deal. Not that it's a ton of money, but I don't want Jeff McNeil for two more years.
Yeah, I know.
Two and a half.
Yeah. Maybe that's not the right move for them, but he would help them now.
Yeah, no, he would.
More so than Gleyber.
I think both could have a bit of a resurgence. Where would you, by the way, just to continue the wacky talk, where would you actually hit Torres in this Mets lineup? Let's say Torres goes there, he wakes up a little bit, shows some signs. Optimally speaking, where's the best spot for him? Six?
Yeah, probably.
Seven?
Nah.
But if he's sitting seventh for the Mets, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think sixth. I'm trying to just look at it
Lindor,
right now.
Lindor, Nimmo, JD, Pete. All right, JD, Pete. Oh, well, you know what? Alvarez.
Yeah.
Maybe Vientos. I mean, he could bat seventh.
Yeah, I forgot about Vientos.
He could bat seventh for you.
Or maybe move Alonso down.
Put Pete in the old eight hole. Get him going.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, you're right. He might be seven.
I think he would be seven.
That's a rolling offensively. But ultimately, I'm not going to get sucked in. Even though the Mendoza part would be the only appealing, potentially luring thought to that, like luring the idea of having him under Mendoza. But Gleyber is just, I've seen enough. He's a losing player.
Yes, he is. John's in Corona, BT and Sal. Hello, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, listen, circling back to what you guys are talking about, I hate the Yankees. I'm a big Mets fan. But Sal, you're sick, man. They're 18 games over 500. There's no way they're
going to
sell.
Right, but you're looking. Well, I didn't say they were going to. I said that they should. And you're also looking.
I don't even think
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, you go. No, you go. You go.
Oh, I'm just saying that their record is, yeah, that's great, but that's not who they've been the last month. So they had a good record, too, a couple years ago, and they ended up being a flop because they had a great first half, bad second half. They were flopping the postseason. So it could be the same thing this year. I'm trying to get ahead of it and make this team better. And they're not going to, but it doesn't mean that it's right. They haven't made a right move in years.
Yes. AL stinks, though. If you look at it, what do they got? The only team they got to really worry about is Baltimore. Their pitching staff stinks. If they
hold on. The Red Sox own the Yankees this year. Own them.
You trust them in the playoffs, though?
Do I trust the Yanks?
Hey, listen, the Yankees, even when they tanked in 22, they still got to the ALCS.
Barely. They should have mopped up. John, they should stop. Don't prop up that series against the Guardians, which they almost lost, by the way. I believe the Yankees... collective OPS, Zoo, or I'm sure Hop's doing the phone. Zoo, do me a favor. I believe it was like 560. Like the Yankees as a team in a long series with the Guardians, their OPS was 560 or so. I mean, they should have lost. You know, and then they got swept in the ALCS.
I also think it's easy to say, and believe me, I'm victim to it as well. I'm not watching around baseball. I'm not watching the AL Central, the AL West. Or really the rest of the East. I'm watching when the Yankees play and whoever the Mets are playing, obviously. And that's more than enough, the two games a night between the two teams. And you get a feel for the out-of-town teams. So you pay attention to what's going on, but you're not watching them on a nightly basis.
No, neither am I.
I will admit, I fall victim to never taking the AL Central seriously.
Mm-hmm.
However, the Guardians are good. Now, does it mean that they're better than the Yankees in a short series? I don't know, but they're a good team. The Twins, I can't take them seriously at all. Mariners, I've said this before, I think that they could be dangerous with their pitching.
And they're in the mix for Jazz as well.
Okay.
I saw that Heyman's report had the Yankees and the Mariners.
The Astros, you have to take seriously.
Yeah.
If they're going to be a playoff team, I know the Yankees dominated them this year,
but
the Astros all of a sudden look like a different team. So the Astros, the Mariners, the Guardians, the Red Sox, the Orioles, those are five teams that I think legitimately could beat the Yankees.
Well, I think this version of the Yankees, yes. Obviously, you know, the first 6 or 7 weeks of the season, we would have said no. More than that, we would have said no. But, you know, the more I watch them play against the Red Sox, it's not a good matchup. Red Sox run. Red Sox are afraid of them. So, yeah, I mean, there's nobody's scared of the Yankees. Why would they be?
And I did say, I know we both felt this way, but I did say that there was only one team that I was worried about. After, like, seeing the Yankees prove it for the first couple months, it was like, okay, Baltimore's the only team. Forget the Mariners. They could be better than them. I'm not worried about anybody in the Central. It's Baltimore. Since then, the Yankees have fallen apart so much so that all those other teams, I really do believe, would have a chance to knock off the Yankees in the playoffs.
Let's go to Staten Island. Wolfgang with BT and Sal. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, gentlemen. How's it going?
Wolfgang.
Wolfgang, yes. Heading over to donate some money at the casino with my uncle at by Kennedy Airport. I forget what they call it.
There you go.
so that's what we're going to do on this ring.
Nice. What you get? What are you playing? What are you playing? Roulette? Blackjack? What do you play? Little pie gal?
They don't have real table games. Yeah, they don't have real table games.
No, but they still have the video games.
Oh, okay.
Remember the digital stuff.
Oh, come on. You got to play slots.
Well,
you really are donating money.
Go to Atlantic City if you want a real casino. I mean, you're the one who's making a decision to go there, not us.
I know. I got a few hours. What can I say?
I got you.
It's your donation, anyway. And I got to kill a few hours before the Met game.
Understood.
I was so with you guys yesterday. Pete, it's just time to go. I'm tired of the bro culture. I'm tired of this. It's really about me. So I think it's going to be creative, but you don't want to send the wrong message to trade Pete. Like, if you turn around and trade Severino, I think that's the wrong message. But if you trade Pete, and just per se, let's say you make a three-team trade. Let's say you send you bring in from Anaheim. You bring in Brandon Drury,
mm-hmm.
who kind of gives you that, but he gives you that player that you know he can play in New York. He's played here. He gives you that 2015, 2016, like a Kelly Johnson type utility, not going to play every day, but can hit. And you bring in Estevez, their closer. They want to unload those guys, their expiring contract.
Yep.
And then you send Pete on a three-way because Anaheim doesn't need him. Maybe somewhere like Kansas City where they're in the hunt. They need a first baseman. And somehow we bring in those two. And we bring in a prospect or two. One, do you think that's fair? Two, do you do the deal? And three, do you think that's enough?
The only thing it's not bad. It's well thought out, and good luck playing the games, man. I would say that I think you identify good positions, like what Drury, where he can play, what he could do. Closer from Anaheim, sure. maybe a smaller market team that can use an infusion of a big stick that's not going to re-sign, not going to sign Pete during the winter, but you pick up what remains of his qualifying offer this year, so they're not spending a ton of money. It's not bad, but don't you think if the I think if I traded Pete, I'm looking for prospects.
Yeah.
Right
church.
Don't you think?
Right church, wrong pew, as
they used to say. Yeah, there you go.
Now, I'm not opposed to that because it's also, I understand what he's saying. You can't trade Pete and not clearly help the ball club this year. But there are other moves the Mets can make that could help the ball club this year. And then maybe you trade Pete. You'd hope, BT, to be able to get, for me, I want young arms. Or a young arm for him. I don't know if that's possible. Think Beltran, Zach Wheeler trade years ago. That's what I would be looking to do if you could. If not, would I take a dominant closer? Sure, I have no interest in Drury myself.
Yeah.
But again, I understand his thought process, and I agree with it. There, to me, the bottom line is this. There is no way to trade the starting pitchers for the Mets and make their team better. I do believe there is a way to trade Pete Alonso and make their team better. That's the way that I would look at it.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's high in the air toward deep left field. No doubt about this one. Over the picnic area. It's gone. The sixth home run of the year for David Wright.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That little Rush, I like it, Zoo. What does Sal know about Rush? Not that much, I'm guessing. Not a big Rush guy.
Only thing I know about Rush is that, you remember Craig Germain? Used to work at SNY.
Do I remember? I actually,
I know him well.
Of course I know him. I set Craig up on his bachelor party. Long story short, I used to have a relationship, a good one, with Diageo, Johnny Walker. And I sent him probably, or I had them send him, 10 bottles of Johnny Walker Blue for his bachelor party.
Wow. So
I think Craig kind of owes me, to be honest with you.
I know he listens to the show on occasion. Sometimes he'll text.
Never that, Craig.
He was
haven't heard much from you since then, buddy.
Anyway, why the hell was I talking about? Oh, yeah, he loves the band Rush. I have no idea. I couldn't name you a Rush song.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he loved the
band.
Not
one? All right. All right. Tom Sawyer's one. We just heard it.
Two things, BT.
Rush, underrated band. Okay, so two things. What do you got?
One, I want to get to these over-unders.
Yes.
Right? Just find them here. You told me to get it here.
You got the crown coming up. Top story, by the way. Back to the Colts.
Okay, I have them. The other thing is I just wanted to mention. So Paul Skeens was named to the All-Star starter. Well, one, let me just get this off my chest. There's no way you could take him out of a game with a no-hitter going.
Yes, you can.
Like, it's ridiculous.
I disagree with
that.
Yesterday, I disagree.
If you don't care about the game, like, that's fine. You're right, you can. But then you don't care about the game. And I have a problem with Skeens. If he himself doesn't say, give me the damn ball, I want to throw a no-hitter. Now, if you give up a hit, you take him out immediately. But throwing a no-hitter in the big leagues should mean something for a competitor. And he went seven hitless innings, right? Okay, and I know he
went seven, pardon
me. Seven hitless innings and came out of the game, I guess, with no problem. I didn't see it. Maybe he did put up a little bit of a fight, and I know that he's a young pitcher and they're gonna try to protect him.
Okay.
But if I'm a pitcher that's getting to the big leagues, when I'm in the big leagues, I want to throw a no-hitter.
Obviously.
Okay, but obviously not. He doesn't care about that.
Yeah, but you've got to weigh the risk versus reward. We disagree on this based on the situation. Not so much fundamentally about wanting the ball. And by the way, he's a dog. You don't think he wants the baseball?
But then how could they take it out of his hand?
I'm going to tell you why. Because it wasn't the eighth inning. For him to get the no-hitter, he was at 99 pitches.
Okay.
Let's say he has a 12-pitch, which is not going to happen, a 12-pitch eighth inning. He's at 111.
Okay.
You're going to let him go up to 125 to 130?
So what?
It's dangerous.
What's
going to
happen? Stupid.
It's not happening. Sal, you can yell about this as much as you want. It's not happening.
But then stuff that used to matter doesn't, like competing on a day-to-day basis. Again, they show you, just like the Mets did with Christian Scott, they showed you, the Pirates showed you, and Skeen showed you yesterday that winning the game was not the priority, and certainly throwing a no-hitter means nothing anymore. So when somebody throws a no-hitter, I don't want to hear anybody in Major League Baseball make a big deal of it. I don't want to see any highlights of it. It means nothing anymore because otherwise they take guys out. There could be more no-hitters, but they take these guys out because, oh, the pitch count. That means more. Preserving his arm. Skeens better never get hurt. In his entire career, he better never get hurt. Just protect. No, seriously.
We'll get the medal to the Pirates doctors to make sure the bubble boy.
Now, here's something. By the way, Skeens is going to start the All-Star game.
What are you so mad? mad about?
Because it just made me... I was actually...
Everyone's just laughing during the break. He comes back like a raging pit bull.
It pisses me off,
dude. What the hell happened to you?
I know. It pisses me off. Skeens is going to start the All-Star game. By the way, those bullets, I guess, are more important because Major League Baseball wants Skeens on the grand level. They want him on the grand stage on the biggest level.
Who would you rather see start that game?
I'd rather see him. I'd rather see Skeens.
No, Dwight Gooden.
No,
but he is the Dwight Gooden.
But I'd rather see him pitch the eighth inning in a no-hitter and try to get it than pitching a meaningless inning.
Were you even watching the game?
No.
Will you be watching the All-Star game a little bit more than you were the Pirates, whoever? I even don't remember who they were playing yesterday. It was 1-0 when they pulled them.
This is my
point. I'll be watching the All-Star game more than I watched them.
And this was the point why I bring it up, because if he does, he's starting the game, in all likelihood, Jeff Passan tweeted this.
Okay.
He's going to be facing...
As he should.
He's going to be facing Gunnar Henderson.
It's a showcase.
And then probably Soto and Judge.
Whoa, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so that will be good drama right there.
Awesome.
To see that. But the point is,
your point is, if
Skeens, if we're so worried about protecting the golden boy in that arm and the future of baseball and the best pitcher that ever graced Earth, then how come he's pitching a meaningless exhibition in the All-Star game?
Well, because he pitched on Thursday. He'll have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, normal rest on the fifth day. He'll probably throw 20 pitches, and the data, which I know you hate, but the data that they have supports that as a more healthy route than going up to 130
pitches.
Even though
it's going to be high leverage because he's going to be trying to dominate on the base.
I mean, again, I'm not saying that I love it, but I've come to accept it a little more than you have. It's not changing, bud.
Right, but are we trying to protect him or not? Because if you're going to try to protect him...
But it's 5 days later, Sal.
Understood. But he's still pitching. He's firing bullets in a meaningless game. Just like the World Baseball Classic, the worthless baseball classic.
Well, then nobody should pitch in the All-Star game if that's the case. So you want to get rid of it?
Yeah, have robo pitches.
I mean, then no fun robo
pitches.
Well,
it can't be both ways. You can't have it. Well, I want the guys to pitch.
Okay.
But I also want them, if they have a no-hitter, to pitch. Follow that through.
I do, too. It's just those days are over.
Right, so then...
That's all I'm saying.
Because we're trying to preserve...
Yeah, so I agree there's some inconsistency.
So then why even play the stupid
All-Star game? Why in a meaningless exhibition throw those bullets when you could apply them yesterday? I get it.
Could he not get hurt in the All-Star game?
He could get hurt, you know, jogging in the bullpen and hitting the drain like Mickey Mantle in the World Series. Come on.
I understand.
All right. Get to the old runners here?
Sorry. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. All right.
We were just hysterically laughing during the break.
I'm fine. We're talking about something fun during the break.
Yeah, that's true.
This stuff really irritates me. Okay. Volpe over 55.5. Total homers and stolen bases. As we go into now the All-Star break.
Hold on, I got a little memo. He doesn't do this much.
What?
The boss has weighed in.
On what?
A little something on Rush.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Hurley, of course, the great new PD, my longtime buddy for 20 years.
Oh, unlike, great. I mean, yeah. Well, hey, Kenny, the guy's been here for 2 weeks. We're already dubbing him great.
Gotcha. He is, unlike Sal, he has a vast eclectic musical selection. I forgot this. He reminded us that Pete Alonso's walk-up song is a Rush song.
See, I wouldn't even know that.
I know, because you're not a Pete Alonso fan.
Correct. No, because I'm not a Rush fan. No, you won't.
He walked right into it.
You walked right into that. No, because I'm not a Rush fan.
Thank you, Hurley.
Okay. Over Volpe, over total home runs and stolen bases, 55.5.
I am going to take a loss here.
Whoa!
I mean, he's got, 17? He's got 6 home runs and 17 steals.
Can you guys help us with this?
He doesn't have to. Right now, I'm getting destroyed. That right now, I believe I'm going to lose.
Okay. We have not marked. Sometimes I'll mark these as we go along and do an L next to it or a W. That one has been unmarked. You're ready to mark that one an L.
It's feeling like a massive loss.
Gerrit Cole, this is mine here.
Over under starts.
Yeah, 20.5.
He's at 4 or 5, right?
I think 4, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's 4. Right, 3 rehabs, 4 starts with the Yanks. I'm going to say, like I said last time, you're going to have a chance to... You're going to...
Oh, dude, you got ink all over your face.
No, I don't. Really?
Yeah, that pen just exploded.
Jesus. Oh, great. Somebody get me something here. Oh, come on, man.
We got to get paid. Is there paper towels behind that computer?
Or whatever. I'll fight through it. Come on, let's do the segment. We'll go. Whatever. I'm not dying. Just get me a napkin. Whatever. Big damn deal. Let's go. Do the show.
I want to make sure you didn't eat it. All right,
just do the show.
All right, Cole over. I think I got it.
Thank you, Al. This stupid cheap-ass pen. 2-cent pen.
Was it the one that I gave you yesterday?
Is it gone?
No, you still got it. You can get it during the break. All right. Cole, it's definitely better than it was.
I don't get ink poisoning before then.
You're halfway to gold dust right now.
Yes. Look at this. Wow.
It exploded? Wow. You just bit the back of it?
I did. All right, good. So I can't write this down. I think I'm going to be 0-for-1.
All right. Cole over 20.5. I had under 20.5. Under 20.5 stars.
That's going to be very close. I believe last time I said I think you're going to narrowly lose that.
We had it marked as a win last time, I think.
Oh, I said narrowly win. Okay. I think that you are probably still narrowly going to win, but there's a chance you could lose that one.
He's going to have to make every... Yeah, it's close. I think we have that marked as a win.
My hands are messed. God. All right.
Next one for you. Jeff McNeil over 298 batting.
All right, let's just keep it moving. Loss over two.
I had Pete over 42.5
loss.
Home run. We didn't mark it last time.
I'm going to mark it. Not getting it. Loss.
I hesitate to mark that
one. You can hesitate. Well,
you're the one who told me yesterday he's going to go on a heater.
Well, I said he could. I didn't say he will.
He's got 18 right now in 90 game, over 90. He's not getting.
I don't understand. Listen, the other thing, we don't know the variable. We don't know what the dimensions of his new ballpark are going to be.
I know. All right, that's a loss. The Mets, unfortunately, aren't going to trade him. I'm going to mark that an L right now.
Okay.
Back to you. Yankees over win total, 91.5.
Oh, I'm still, undeterred there. I know they look like ass. They're going to make moves. They're better than this. They've got problems, but they're going to get that. Mark the win now.
How many over? Because I tend to agree we had that marked as a win last time.
Yeah.
But what is, 92 wins would be what? How many over?
It's 11 games over 500. You go 81, so you go boom.
So they're still on that pace?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, they're 17 games over 500.
Okay.
But it's dwindling.
I have Alvarez.
You're going to lose this one.
Yeah, Alvarez over 23.5 home runs.
That was a ridiculous one.
We marked it. Well, he got hurt for a month and a half.
That's true.
We marked that as an L. And usually these ones that are too good to be true are too good to be true. That one I remember thinking, come on, this is a layup.
Yeah.
So far, I have one marked win and two losses. You also have one marked win and two losses.
Okay.
Your Severino, under 4 ERA.
I feel pretty good about that still.
Where is he at right now?
I'm going to guess 3.8, 3.9, something like that.
Severino ERA when you can, Hoff.
He's in the neighborhood. I still like that.
I think he is under 4.
I would support my guy.
He's a 3.78 right now.
I told you Sevy was going to be very good for the Mets the moment that you signed him.
But that's close.
I'm sticking with it. I know it's close, but...
We have that unmarked. I'm going to leave that one unmarked.
You can leave it unmarked.
Where's Soto's OPS at? I have Soto over 946 OPS.
Yeah, he'll get there. I believe it's around 959. It's dwindled. Judge is still over 1,000. He's scuffled a little bit. He's sitting 195 in the last 20 games.
He's at 992.
He'll be there.
I'm going to leave that unmarked.
That's going to be a win. You're going
to
be fine.
So if we stay the course right now, we're 2-2
mm-hmm.
as we head to the final two.
Let's go.
You have Judge over 41.5 home runs.
Who has that?
You. Judge over 41.5 home runs.
Come on.
What's he at right now? Still 31?
Doesn't matter. He's going to hit 50-something. Let's go.
Assuming how...
Win.
We did mark that as a win, I think.
Yes, we did.
I have... he's at 32 right now. If he doesn't make that...
Hey, we're good.
I had the Yanks. I went head-to-head with you. This is my worst one. Yanks under 91.5. It might actually come down to that. Like, if the Yanks really go into the tank and somehow
it's
don't...
It's not... last time we did this, it seemed inconceivable. It no longer seems inconceivable.
But I marked it an L because you marked yours
it'll
a win.
It'll be an L,
it's
but
gonna it's... going to be the same thing.
Let's sweat that out a little bit.
And then I have Lindor over 23.5 stolen bases.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be there. He's 15?
What's Lindor?
About 15 or 16.
16.
He's doing well.
I want to say.
Yeah.
All right. So over, and now he's actually, getting on base, which is nice.
Imagine if he didn't hit 060 for April. He'd have 25 steals by now.
He's got 16. So I'm going to mark that a win.
You should.
And you have the Mets under 82.5 wins.
Oh, it's going to be close. Boy, the fluctuations. Give me pause right now. If I had to reassess, I would say that the Mets will be over that, but they will not be a playoff team, I've maintained.
So if that holds true, I believe we will each be 3-3, which gets us to
a tiebreaker.
No, we had one.
We did?
Soto and Judge, total games played.
Okay. I don't even remember this one.
Yeah.
What was it?
You had 290.
Oh, we just threw out a number.
Yeah, and I had 270.
I feel good about me.
Both of them have been in the lineup every day.
There
you go. I think as of now, I would need an injury.
You'd need some help, as we know, we don't root for injuries.
Right. No, I'm not rooting for an
injury. I know you're not.
I'm rooting to win.
What about this one? Over the picnic area. It's gone. The sixth home run of the year for David Wright.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
A Monday was
little Rush. I like it, Zoom. What does Sal know about Rush? Not that much, I'm guessing. Not a big Rush guy.
The only thing I know about Rush is that, you remember Craig Germain? Used to work at SNY.
Do I remember? I actually, of course I know him. I set Craig up on his bachelor party. Long story short, I used to have a relationship, a good one, with Diageo, Johnny Walker, and I sent him probably, or I had them send him, 10 bottles of Johnny Walker Blue for his bachelor party.
Wow.
So I think Craig kind of owes me, to be honest with you.
I know he listens to the show on occasion. Sometimes he'll text.
Remember that, Craig?
He was at...
Haven't heard much from you since then, buddy.
Anyway, why the hell was I talking about? Oh, yeah, he loves the band Rush. I have no idea. I couldn't name you a Rush song.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he loved the band.
Not one? All right. Tom Sawyer's one. We just heard it.
Two things, BT.
Rush, underrated band. Okay, so two things. What do you got?
One, I want to get to these over-unders.
Yes.
Just find them here. You told me to get it here.
You got the Crown coming up. Top story, by the way. Back to the Colts.
Okay, I have them. The other thing is I just wanted to mention, so Paul Skeens was named to the All-Star starter.
Well,
let me just get this off my chest. There's no way you could take him out of a game with a no-hitter going.
Yes, you can.
Like, it's ridiculous.
I disagree with
that. Yeah,
yesterday, I disagree.
If you don't care about the game, like, that's fine. You're right, you can. But then you don't care about the game. And I have a problem with Skeens. If he himself doesn't say, give me the damn ball, I want to throw a no-hitter. Now, if you give up a hit, you take him out immediately. But throwing a no-hitter in the big leagues should mean something for a competitor. And he went seven hitless innings, right? Okay, and I know you
went seven, pardon me.
Okay, seven hitless innings and came out of the game, I guess, with no problem. I didn't see it. Maybe he did put up a little bit of a fight, and I know that he's a young pitcher, and they're going to try to protect him.
Okay.
But if I'm a pitcher that's getting to the big leagues, when I'm in the big leagues, I want to throw a no-hitter.
Obviously.
Okay, but obviously not. He doesn't care about that.
Yeah, but you've got to weigh the risk versus reward. We disagree on this based on the situation. Not so much fundamentally about wanting the ball. And by the way, he's a dog. You don't think he wants the baseball?
But then how could they take it out of his hand?
I'm going to tell you why. Because it wasn't the eighth inning. For him to get the no-hitter, he was at 99 pitches.
Okay.
Let's say he has a 12-pitch, which is not going to happen, a 12-pitch eighth inning. He's at 111.
Okay.
You're going to let him go to 125 to 130?
So what?
It's dangerous.
What's going to happen?
Stupid.
It's not happening.
Sal, you can yell about this as much as you want. It's not happening.
But then stuff that used to matter doesn't, like competing on a day-to-day basis. Again, they show you, just like the Mets did with Christian Scott, they showed you, the Pirates showed you, and Skeen showed you yesterday that winning the game was not the priority, and certainly throwing a no-hitter means nothing anymore. So when somebody throws a no-hitter, I don't want to hear anybody in Major League Baseball make a big deal of it. I don't want to see any highlights of it. It means nothing anymore because otherwise they take guys out. There could be more no-hitters, but they take these guys out because all the pitch count. That means more. Preserving his arm. Skeens better never get hurt. In his entire career, he better never get hurt. We'll just protect. No, seriously.
We'll get the medal to the Pirates doctors to make sure the bubble boy.
Now, here's something. By the way, Skeens is going to start the All-Star game.
What are you so mad about?
Because it just made me, I was actually
just laughing during the break. He comes back like a raging pit bull.
It pisses me
off,
dude. It pisses me off. Skeens is going to start the All-Star game. By the way, those bullets, I guess, are more important because Major League Baseball wants Skeens on the grand level. They want him on the grand stage on the biggest level.
Who would you rather see start that game? I want to see him.
I'd rather see
Skeens. Dwight Gooden.
No,
but he is the Dwight Gooden.
But I'd rather see him pitch the eighth inning in a no-hitter and try to get it than pitching a meaningless inning.
Were you even watching the game?
No.
Will you be watching the All-Star game a little bit more than Pirates, whoever. I even don't remember who they were playing yesterday. It was 1-0 when they pulled them.
This is my
point. I'll be watching the All-Star game more than I watch them.
And this was the point why I bring it up, because if he does, he's starting the game, in all likelihood, Jeff Passan tweeted this.
Okay.
He's going to be facing.
As he should.
He's going to be facing Gunnar Henderson.
It's a showcase.
And then probably Soto and Judge.
Whoa, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so that will be good drama right there.
Awesome.
To see that. But the point is,
your point is, if
Skeens, if we're so worried about protecting the golden boy in that arm and the future of baseball and the best pitcher that ever graced Earth, then how come he's pitching a meaningless exhibition in the All-Star game?
Well, because he pitched on Thursday. He'll have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, normal rest on the fifth day. He'll probably throw 20 pitches, and the data, which I know you hate, but the data that they have supports that as a more healthy route than going up to 130
pitches. Even though
pitches.
It's going to be high leverage because he's going to be trying to dominate on the bench.
I'm not saying that I love it, but I've come to accept it a little more than you have. It's not changing, bud.
Right, but are we trying to protect him or not? Because if you're going to try to protect him...
But it's 5 days later, Sal.
Understood, but he's still pitching. He's firing bullets.
I know.
Just like the World Baseball Classic, the worthless baseball classic.
Well, then nobody should pitch in the All-Star game if that's the case. So you want to get rid of it?
Yeah, have robo
pitches. I mean, then no fun robo
pitches.
Well,
it can't be both ways. You can't have it. Well, I want the guys to pitch.
Okay.
But I also want them, if they have a no-hitter, to pitch. Follow that through.
I do, too. It's just those days are over.
Right, so then...
That's all I'm saying.
Because we're trying to preserve...
Yeah, so I agree there's some inconsistency.
So then why even play the stupid
All-Star game? Why in a meaningless exhibition throw those bullets when you could apply them yesterday? I get it.
I'm saying
their data skews what... I mean, it just favors what they did.
Could he not get hurt in the All-Star game?
He could get hurt, you know, jogging in the bullpen and hitting a drain like Mickey Mantle in the World Series. You know what, come on.
I understand.
All right, can you get to the old runners?
Yes, sorry. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. All right.
We were just hysterically laughing during the break.
I'm fine. We're talking about something fun during the break.
Yeah, no, that's true.
This stuff really irritates me. Okay. Volpe over 55.5 total homers and stolen bases. As we go into now the All-Star break.
Hold on, I got a little memo. He doesn't do this much.
What?
The boss has weighed in.
On what?
A little something on Rush.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Hurley, of course, the great new PD, my longtime buddy for 20 years.
Oh, great. I mean, yeah. Well, Kenny, you guys been here for 2 weeks. We're already dubbing him great.
I gotcha. he is, unlike Sal, he has a vast, eclectic musical selection. I forgot this. He reminded us that Pete Alonso's walk-up song is a Rush song.
See, I wouldn't even know that.
I know, because you're not a Pete Alonso fan.
Correct. No, because I'm not a Rush fan. No, you won me.
You walked right into it.
No, because I'm not a Rush
fan. Thank you, Hurley.
Okay. Over Volpe, over total home runs and stolen bases, 55.5.
I am going to take a loss here.
Whoa!
I mean, he's got, what, 17? He's got 6 home runs and 17 steals.
Can you guys help us with this? Because
he doesn't have to. Right now, I'm getting destroyed. Okay. That right now, I believe I'm going to lose.
Okay. We have not marked. Sometimes I'll mark these as we go along and do an L next to it or a W. That one has been unmarked. You're ready to mark that one an L.
It's feeling like a massive loss.
Gerrit Cole, this is mine here.
Over under starts.
Yeah, 20.5.
He's at 4 or 5, right?
I think 4, if I'm not
mistaken. I think it's 4. So I think you're right. Right, 3 rehabs, 4 starts with the Yanks. I'm going to say, like I said last time, you're going to have a chance to... You're going to...
Oh, dude, you got ink all over your face.
No, I don't. Do I really?
Yeah, that pen just exploded.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, great. Somebody get me something here. Oh, come on, man.
We got to get... Is there paper towels behind that computer?
Or whatever. I'll fight through it. Come on, let's do the segment. We'll go. Whatever. I'm not dying. Just get me a napkin. Whatever. Big damn deal. Let's go. Do the show.
I want to make sure you didn't eat it. All right,
just do the show.
All right, Cole over. I think I got it.
Thank you, Al. This stupid cheap-ass pen. 2-cent pen.
Was it the one that I gave you yesterday?
Is it gone?
No, you still got it. You can get it during the break. All right. Cole, it's definitely better than it was.
Ink poisoning before then.
You're halfway to gold dust right now.
Yes. Look at this. Wow.
It exploded? Wow. You just bit the back of it?
I did. All right, good. So I can't write this down. I think I'm going to be 0-for-1.
All right. Cole over 20.5. Under 20.5 stars.
That's going to be very close. I believe last time I said I think you're going to narrowly lose that.
We had it marked as a win last time, I think.
Oh, I said narrowly win. Okay. I think that you are... Probably still narrowly going to win, but there's a chance you can lose that one.
He's going to have to make every... Yeah, it's close. I think we have that marked as a win.
My hand, too. My hand's a mess. God. All right.
Next one for you. Jeff McNeil over 298 batting.
Let's just keep it moving. Loss over 2.
I had Pete over 42.5.
Loss.
We didn't mark it last time.
I'm going to mark it. Not getting it. Loss.
I hesitate to mark that one.
You can hesitate.
Well,
you're
the one who told me yesterday he's going to go on a heater.
I said he could. I didn't say he will.
He's got 18 right now in 90 games, you know, over 90. He's not getting.
I don't understand. You know, listen, the other thing, we don't know the variable. We don't know what the dimensions of his new ballpark are going to be.
I know. All right, that's a loss. The Mets, unfortunately, aren't going to trade him. I'm going to mark that an L right now.
Okay.
Back to you. Yankees over win total, 91.5.
Oh, I'm still, listen, I'm undeterred there. I know they look like ass. They're going to make moves. They're better than this. They've got problems, but they're going to get that. Mark the win now.
How many over? Because I tend to agree. We had that marked as a win last time.
Yeah.
But what is, like, 92 wins would be what? How many over?
It's 11 games over 500. You go 81 and 81, so you go boom.
So they're still on that pace?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, they're like 17 games over 500.
Okay.
But it's dwindling.
I have Alvarez.
You're going to lose this one.
Yeah, Alvarez over 23.5 home runs.
That was a ridiculous one.
We marked it. Well, he got hurt for a month and a half.
That's true.
We marked that as an L. And usually these ones that are too good to be true are too good to be true.
That
one I remember thinking, come on, this is a layup.
Yeah.
So far I have 1 marked win and 2 losses. You also have 1 marked win and 2 losses.
Okay.
Your Severino under 4 ERA.
I feel pretty good about that still.
Where is he at right now?
I'm going to guess 3.8, 3.9, something like that.
Severino ERA when you can, Hoff.
He's in the neighborhood. I still like that.
I think he is under 4.
I would support my guy.
He's a 3.78 right now.
I told you Sevy was going to be very good for the Mets the moment that you signed him.
But that's close.
I'm sticking with it. I know it's close, but.
We have that unmarked. I'm going to leave that one unmarked.
You can leave it unmarked.
Where's Soto's OPS at? I have Soto over 946 OPS.
Yeah, he'll get there. I believe it's around 959. It's dwindled. Judge is still over 1,000. He's scuffling a little bit. He's sitting 195 his last 20 games.
He's at 992.
He'll be there.
I'm gonna leave that unmarked.
That's gonna be a win. You're gonna be fine.
So if we stay the course right now, we're 2-2
mm-hmm.
as we head to the final two.
Let's go.
You have Judge over 41.5 home runs.
Who has that?
You. Judge over 41.5 home runs.
Come on.
What's he at right now? Still 31?
Doesn't matter. He's going to hit 50-something. Let's go.
Assuming health.
Win.
We did mark that as a win, I think.
Yes, we did.
I have he's at 32 right now. If he doesn't make that.
Hey, we're good.
I had the Yanks. I went head-to-head with you. This is my worst one. Yanks under 91.5. It might actually come down to that. Like, if the Yanks really go into the tank and somehow
it's
don't.
It's not. Like, last time we did this, it seemed inconceivable. No longer seems inconceivable.
But I marked it an L because you marked yours
it'll
a win.
Be an L,
it's
but
gonna
it's
be the same thing.
Let's sweat that out a little bit.
And then I have Lindor over 23.5 stolen bases.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be there. He's 15?
What's Lindor?
About 15 or 16. He's doing well.
I want to say.
Yeah.
All right, so over, and now he's actually, getting on base, which is nice.
Imagine if he didn't hit 060 for April. He'd have 25 steals by now.
He's got 16, so I'm going to mark that a win.
You should.
And you have the Mets under 82.5.
Oh, it's going to be close. Boy, the fluctuations. Give me pause right now. If I had to reassess, I would say that the Mets will be over that, but they will not be a playoff team, I've maintained.
So if that holds true, I believe we will each be 3-3, which gets us to
a tiebreaker.
No, we had one.
We did?
Soto and Judge total games played.
Okay. I don't even remember this one.
Yeah.
What was it?
You had 290.
Oh, we just threw out a number.
Yeah, and I had 270.
I feel good about me.
Well, both of them have been in the lineup every day.
There
you go. I think as of now, I would need, I would need an injury.
You'd need some help, which, as we know, we don't root for injuries.
Right. No, I'm not rooting for
an injury. I know you're not.
I'm rooting to win. I'm not rooting for an injury.